Now he gives a proverb here, and this is a good one. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Now that's something, again, that we saw back in Hebrews. That was the big problem of Israel, you remember. She was like a silly dove in Hosea. God says, like a silly dove, she flies off down to Egypt, flies up to Assyria, turns first to one and then the other, but not to God. How many times today that you and I, in this day in which we live, a problem comes up, and we go here to try to solve it. We go there to try to solve it. And we go to every place, and all of a sudden it occurs to us we never took it to God. When you start out the day, do you turn these things over to God? When I used to do a great deal of counseling as a pastor, and I'd meet many new people during the day, there's a prayer. I always prayed in the car when I was driving on the freeway. And believe me, when you're driving the freeways in Southern California, you better learn to pray. And so I would pray, and one of the prayers that I always prayed was, Lord, I'm going to meet some new people today, and I don't know how to treat them. This man may be a wonderful friend and may be able to help me get out the Word of God. But this man, this other man, he may be a man that is going to put a knife in my back and going to hurt me and hurt my ministry. Lord, help me to know the difference today. Help me to be able to put my arm around that man that I can help. And help me to be wary of the man that's going to hurt me and not help me at all. Lord, give me wisdom today. We need wisdom, you see, in meeting the issues of life. Now, here is something else that we can rejoice in. Verse 9, let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he's exalted. Well, how is he exalted? Well, maybe today you may say, well, I'm just a poor individual. I don't have very much. I don't have any wealth. My friend, you got a lot of wealth. And believe me, friend, you've got treasure. You have a whole lot of treasure. You've got treasure in heaven. And if you ever stop to think what all you got down here, what you have in Christ, why, we have everything. Well, Paul said this. He says, therefore, let no man glory in man, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours, and you're Christ, and Christ is God's. Why, I belong to Christ, and everything he has, he'll make it over to me. I have life. I have blessings from him. And even death is coming someday if he doesn't come in the meantime. And that's all from him. All of these things we can rejoice in. I don't care. The humblest saint, whoever is listening to me, that might be the poorest person on the earth. My friend, you are rich in Christ today. And you've got something to rejoice over. Now he says, but the rich in that he's made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. I always think of that verse when I walk across my college campus where I'm an alumnus of the college. Every building there's named for some rich man. And you want to know where those rich men are today? Well, they're like the flowers. And I don't mean because they're pretty. They're like the flowers that bloomed yesterday, but they're gone today. And I think of many of those men, how powerful they were, the riches that they had, the influence that they had. And they're out somewhere today pushing up daisies. They are faded away. Oh, my friend, don't rejoice in the fact you're a rich man, because you won't have it very long. When somebody says, you're wrong, I'm invested in gilt-edged bonds. I have stock today and all of that. You may have it. But you say you don't think that I'll lose that, do you? No, I don't think you're going to lose it. But that stock and bonds are going to lose you one of these days. Because in death, you can't hold on to them. You can't take them with you, you see. The old adage that there's no pocket in a shroud. You won't be able to take it with you. The rich is even like the flower of the grass. It'll pass away.